Hello and welcome to episode 136 of the Saint Score podcast. I'm Harry Tizard, and to be honest, I feel a bit lonely in the virtual studio today, as I'm usually joined by Mikey Maidment, Jamie Allen and Ollie Bowes to talk everything Southampton, but rest assured you'll hear from the latter of the three later on. As this is the first episode of 2022, hopefully everyone's had a brilliant new year, and I want to start the year off with a bit of a bang. So on the podcast, normally do previews and reviews, but this time it's going to be a bit different. Today's game against Newcastle did get postponed, so I still want to bring you an episode. I still want to bring you a podcast, so I will. Here's an interview we did recently with American Saints fan Colt Baker, also known as Stateside Saint on Twitter, who's featured on the official Southampton YouTube channel. Inside the next 30 minutes, you'll hear the reasons why he chose to support the Saints, what it's like watching on from America, and what Jack Stevens is really like. First off, though, I had to chuck him a question that we want to ask every guest that comes onto the podcast in the future. And that is, if you had to go on a road trip with one former Saints player and one current one across America, who would they be? And here's his answer.
Well, I already know the current one. That one's the easy one. Oh, the current one's got to be Lienko. That guy's a wild card. I want to party with that guy. You can tell he's done and seen some crazy things in his life. So
it could be for anything. It could be for like leadership. If you get lost, you can have a morale boost. You know, or it could be for a laugh, because you know someone like Dean Hammonds may be great as a leader.
I want two guys on a car full of shithousery. I want to get that whole thing. So I'm trying to get the other loose cannon. I only go back as far as like players I know is like 13, 14 season. So, I mean, I see all the guys on, you know, obviously the legends and stuff like that. So I guess we pick somebody real fast.
Well, what should we have a thing? Ollie, have you got anyone in mind? Have a little bit of time. Have you got anyone in mind for a former player that you'd want on a road trip across America?
I think the perfect blend of Saints legend and entertainment, I think Kelvin Davis would be such a laugh.
Kelvin Davis, why? Yeah. I want to know.
Well, because he was a bit of a joker when he was at the club. And I also think he would just be really interesting to talk to. And of course, he was a bit of a Saints legend as well. Like, he went, was it two promotions he did? Or was he not in goal?
He did two.
Yeah, so I feel like I'd ask him about Saints, but he'd also be a bit of a laugh as well when you're going on a long road trip. So that'd be mine.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who I want. I think I'm with you with Lienko or Jack Stevens, because he seems like a laugh as well.
I've had the run-in with him lately, so that's been got to actually talk to him. So he's, you know, seemed like a pretty good, might be a good fun guy. But as far as old, I don't know. I mean, now just watching, you know, Twitter and stuff. I think if you got Lienko and Latiss together, that'd be a proper
yeah.
Guys, that'd be a pretty bad, that he probably end up just jumping out of the car halfway through it and be like, hey, I'm done, you know.
He's probably got plenty of stories as well, because he's at the club for so long. You'd get plenty of dressing room talk. But like we mentioned, you are a Saints fan from America, and I want to know why did you choose Southampton as your club? There's so many different clubs you could have chosen. Why Southampton?
So that whole deal started because I started, like I said, the 13, I've kind of told the story a couple of times, but the 13-14 season is when the Premier League, NBC took over the TV rights in the States. So Premier League got a little more showing, you know, it was a little more accessible every week. And so I had some friends that were into watching and stuff. And so we, you know, started watching games here and there, and I was like, okay, like I'm, you know, kind of getting into like watching the Premier League. And so I was like, you know, okay, I need to like pick a team, you know, and, you know, like obviously you have all the guys, oh yeah, like, you know, Man United, Chelsea. And I'm like, okay, like that's like, you know, it's just easy to pick, you know, especially at, you know, whatever at the time, like whatever team was hot, like I don't just want to jump on a bandwagon. Like I want something a little more. And so about 2 or 3 years before that, a cousin of my dad's had been doing a bunch of ancestry research on our family, and basically was able to trace our family back to Hampshire County way back in like the 1500s. So I was like, okay, cool. So like this area of England's where my roots are from. Okay, cool. So then, you know, I started, you know, I was like, okay, well, you know, I basically looked it up online and see what was the closest club in proximity. And like, you know, at the time, you know, Southampton was the Premier League club closest, was, you know, Hampshire County. So I was, you know, lucky enough it wasn't the blue lot down the road, as I said. that'd have been pretty bad. But luckily they've been shit for a while, so I got lucky there. So and I was like, okay, so this is my, you know, this is my club. And, you know, started looking into it more, you know, you know, obviously I was watching, you know, 13-14 season, which was a pretty good season because that's when Pochettino was here and, you know, and then really started looking into the, you know, into the club more. And then obviously Lambert was on his way out, but I just kind of looked at his whole backstory and I was like, man, this guy, like, they literally bought him for like nothing. And the way he helped the team come up through the ranks, and it was just like, that whole story was cool. And then just, you started hearing and seeing stuff about like the Southampton way you hear about, and then, you know, just the academy, you know, what they've done, and, you know, knowing who Gareth Bale was at the time and stuff, and like seeing that he came through and like this stuff like that. And it was like really drew me in like more and more, you know. And then, you know, 2 years ago when I went over for the first time and actually spent some time in the city and around the people and stuff, it was kind of the whole thing. Like every time I'd go into some place, they're like, why did you pick Saints? Like everybody, it was just like, what are you doing here? Like, why did you do this? Like, it's just, you know, I got drawn in more and more as it went on. So
sort of talk me through the first time you went to St. Mary's. I know you did a couple of weeks ago, so I've watched that video. And if no one's seen it on the Saints channel, go watch it. I'll leave a link in the description because I really enjoyed it. But talk me through that game. Which game was it, you know, arriving, how long it took for you to get here? Just paint a picture for us.
Yeah, so we'd kind of, it was like literally that week was my 5-year wedding anniversary. And me and my wife, we were looking at planning a trip to Italy. And, you know, it was February of 2020. So we're like, well, and we started looking like, well, the weather's not going to be that good in Italy, like for what we wanted to do. Like we wanted to go to the coast and stuff. And I was like, let's wait and do this like during the summer sometime. So then she's like, well, let's go to, you've been talking about wanting to go to Southampton and, you know, see them play. Let's see what's going on. So luckily I pulled up the schedule. I was like, well, look, we can either go to Southampton, you know, go to the city there and see him play at home against Aston Villa, or the following week we can see him play in London against West Ham. And I was like, I'd rather be my, you know, first game be in Southampton. I'd rather see that, you know. And obviously I didn't want to go away to West Ham because that's never good right now. So let's
add it. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I want to see it crashing, you know, my first time out. So we, you know, obviously when you fly from the States, you leave, you know, the day before and you get there, you know, the next morning. So I think we left on a Thursday, basically got to London, you know, that Thursday morning, kind of, you know, just went around the city, you know, kind of did some sightseeing, I guess you could say, tourist stuff, and then stayed the night, and then kind of did the same thing on the Friday. And then we took the train in Friday afternoon into Southampton, you know, got there middle afternoon, you know, went, dropped ourselves at the hotel. And then I'd already had some people that, you know, reached out to me through Facebook, because I, you know, I'd said in one of the groups, hey, you know, me and my wife are coming over, any recommendations for things, where to go, where to stay, what to see. And so again, one of the guys like, hey, you know, I, you know, if you need help, I'll, you know, meet up with you. We can, you know, I can kind of show you around. And so he actually took us, he met me at the Saints store at the old one at the mall, you know, the West, I guess, what do you call it? West Clay.
Yeah,
he met me there. And then from there we went, you know, just went down High Street and just, you know, went to a couple bars and hung out and, you know, got to know some people. And then, you know, by the end of the night, we went just about any and every place we could find. And, you know, it was kind of funny because one of the later on the night, we walked out of a place and we were like, just walked out and we were talking to one of the guys we're hanging out with. We were getting ready basically to go home, go back to our hotel for the night. And some guy heard me talking and he was like, wait, you're the American guy that's here. We heard about you, you
know,
in another bar about an hour ago. And I was like, oh God, like this already, like, it's already like a big deal that we're here. And then, and obviously then the next day we got up, you know, went down, had some breakfast, kind of walked around, you know, the city a little bit, and which was nice. We met up with some people, you know, obviously went to a couple pubs before the match. And then, but it was nice. I got to do the walk through, you know, through the city, walking through, like, you know, St. Mary's, and walking by the old church and stuff was kind of cool. Just the way, you know, everything's set up in the city where you just walk kind of to the ground. And, you know, and then obviously when I first walked in, you know, I first walked up the steps and saw the pitch for the first time, it's kind of like, oh man, this is actually like, it's real. Like it actually happened. You know, I've been watching this team for years, you know, on TV all the time. And so just to see it all in person was obviously a mind blowing experience. So
nice. What was the score that day? Only because I can't remember that.
That was 2-0. That was actually the last time that Shane Long scored a goal. he scored it with his lower half. And then the second goal was I think in stoppage time, the nice cross field pass from Che Adams to Armstrong.
Oh no way.
It was so great because, you know, it'd been 1-0 for so long. It was like that tension, like you just like, come on, like something's gonna happen. Obviously they still agree. You're like, you're waiting for them to get one in, and you're like, oh man. And then like once he buried that thing, it was just like the place erupted. the whole pressure lifted off. Like, all right, this is over. Like, we like this is done. We get to like just celebrate now. So
that's a brilliant lead, because on our podcast we have a certain affinity with players, and one of our co-hosts really loves Shane Long, and we'll protect him at all costs because of, you know, the work rate he puts in and things like that. And I think he's slightly what's the word? He kind of sees himself in that, and the fact he might not be a goal scorer, but boy, does he work hard. So
I think that's why he's still even been around right now. And people, I mean, obviously he's getting, you get a bunch of, you know, stuff on Twitter and in the internet right now about him, you know, when Ralph puts him in, you're like, you know, I'll put him in, you're like, why is he putting him in? He can't score a goal, but it's that work rate. I mean, he's going to be offsides a lot, but he's going to run.
Yeah, true. So we're talking about Arfield's sort of favourite players. Who's your favourite player in the team right now? We talked about Lianco a little bit earlier, but he's not like a sort of regular at the moment. He's quite popular on Twitter, but, you know, like, who's your like favourite player you've seen so far this season or the last couple of seasons?
Obviously, I mean, the obvious is, you know, like Ward-Prowse, especially the way he's been able to, you know, from where he started, you know, and like, I mean, with, you know, a few years ago, he wasn't even the team, and now he's you know, captain, and he's just, I mean, he's definitely, you know, a symbol of the team and stuff, which that's great. I mean, as far as, I got a new one is Jack Stevens, you know, obviously I got to meet him the other day. So it was cool, you know, talk to him. He's also kind of the same guy, you know, he's been around the club for so long and, you know, he's just kind of been, you know, hanging out, but now he's, you know, been able to play back into the team. And so he's been a pretty good guy to watch.
Yeah, so does that mean that both of the games that you've seen have been against Aston Villa at St. Mary's? Both wins as well.
Yeah, and this last one, I already knew I was going to come over. I just hadn't, like, and then I was like, man, like, they once they announced that was going to be a Friday night match, I was like, man, that's going to work out perfect with my schedule. Like, it's going to work out perfect with my work schedule. Plus, I was like, man, I'd love to be there when Ings comes back and we get to meet them. Like, I knew that atmosphere was already gonna be great, which, I mean, obviously he didn't play, but I mean, there was still a lot of, you know, especially once we took the lead, you know, the whole, are you watching now, you know, song. that was great. You know, that going around the place. So, you know, especially that. So that was kind of why I was like, oh man. And then I also saw it. I was like, man, I was like, I'll be see him play Villa again. I want to see him play somebody new, you know, and watch him see another club, you know? So, but it worked out, you know, hey, I'll take two wins.
I've only ever seen him behind the screen. What is Jack Stevens like in person? Because he feels like one of us, the way he speaks about, say, Portsmouth in that video. He speaks quite passionately. What's he like?
So it's funny too, because the way they edited, it's, you know, it was kind of funny, because when he walked in, like, because she was talking to me, and I'm like, we're talking for a few minutes, and she's asking me questions, and then, like, she's kind of looking back towards the door where we came in. I'm like, what's she doing? Why is she doing that? Like, why is she? And then, like, finally, when she's looking, she, like, has this big smile on her face. I'm like, oh, crap. Like, I turned. I'm like, I don't know what they're doing. Something's going on. Like, get that feeling. And I turned, and when I saw him, it was just the reaction. I went, you're Jack fucking Stevens. And then everybody started laughing. I was like, sorry. I was like, that's kind of what his name is, you know, on the internet. You know, that's what, you know, he gets called a lot. It's either, you know, it's said a good way or a bad way, but he was pretty cool. You know, he was talking to me, and then obviously, you know, that was my second time to go over and watch, but I mean, for a guy that I've been seeing on TV for so long to be standing, you know, right next to me, it was kind of mind blowing. So I'm trying to like work through to my head, and he's just trying to talk to me. And so, like, obviously I think when they did edit that part in where I'm talking to him, he's talking about the jersey, and I'm like, you're Jack Stevens, like, you're here. But he was really cool. He was just kind of like, I mean, obviously he was like, why are you, like, what are you doing here? Like, why'd you come over to this team? And I was kind of told him about it. He was pretty cool. I mean, he seemed pretty down to earth, you know. You know, it seemed like he'd be somebody you could hang out with and have a beer with, you know.
So for me, I only have to do, I think it's a one 4-hour train journey to get back to Southampton, where you've got a flight, you've got a bus, you've got a coach. Yeah. Is there any level of why that something, maybe the weather might permit, so that something doesn't go right? Because I think I saw in the news somewhere that I think someone from Dallas went to watch Burnley versus Tottenham, and they had a 34-hour trip, and then it got postponed.
So it looks like, from what I'm judging by looking at his story, it looks like he flew in kind of the same way. He flew in that morning, and then they were taking the train up probably to Burnley, you know, for the match that afternoon. And so that's why they were saying they're, you know, 30-hour, you know. So, I mean, because the flight from Dallas to London's about, you know, nonstop's like 8 hours or so. And obviously, like I said, you get there in the morning. So if you can, try to sleep at night. You know, like on my last trip over, since I came in, you know, that Friday morning before the match, that Friday night, I was kind of excited. I really didn't get much sleep on the plane. And then coming to Southampton on that I took the bus up just because it was a quicker route than going into London and taking the train down. I tried to take a nap then, I couldn't, and then actually once I got in the city, I was like, oh, I'll get to my room and take a shower and take a nap. But then I was already ready to go. So that was the excitement. I was like, you know what, I'll sleep tonight.
and looking around it, back in America, what's it like being able to see every Premier League game for, I think it's £5 a month you tweeted? Because for us in England, it felt like a luxury last year in a weird way because it was COVID, so it's still very bad. But we got to see every game and it was brilliant. Whereas now it's back to the regular fixture. How good is it? But also, is there a bit of a rivalry between you and your friends when, you know, your two Premier League teams are coming up against each other?
So it's I mean, I love it. It's kind of funny because obviously as being a Saints supporter, you know, we're not usually wouldn't be the main fixture on the main cable channel anyway. So once that became that I could pay the $5 a month and get basically an app, you know, that the Peacock app, which basically they show all the games. So you can watch, you can literally have two games, one on TV and one on your, on your tablet. You could, if you set up another TV, you have three games going at once, So I love it. It's funny because you can tell the ones that are like, the ones that are irritated with the, here, they're like, oh, there's a paywall. I'm like, it's $5. Like, if you don't have $5, how do you even on the internet right now? Like, what do you like? It's not like they're asking a bunch. But plus, like I said, too, for a guy like me that, we're not using the main fixture every match, like it's at least going to be on Peacock, which I can watch that, I obviously have a smart TV that I put the app on so I can have it. And it's nice to be able to watch, all of them. I can, yesterday I watched the two matches yesterday just because they were on and I was, didn't have anything to do yesterday during the day. So I got to watch, those two. I mean, so I watch more, I kind of like get to watch other clubs that we're going to be facing and say, oh, okay, I kind of get, the feel instead of just finding out, through highlights how other teams are doing. It's, this opens me up to watching more football. So I love it.
What's the earliest, sorry, Ollie, I want to quickly chat this one.
Yeah, go on.
Then I'll let you go. What's the earliest you've ever had to get up? Because with the time difference, I bet when you see a 12:30 kickoff come on, you're thinking.
most of the time, for me, it's, I think that's the 12:30 for me, I think it's like 6:30. So that's like the earliest, which usually it's kind of like I wake up, I'm probably still in bed. So I just, turn on my phone and I got my headphones on, laying in bed. My wife's probably still asleep. And so I'm sitting there watching on my phone, trying to be quiet, and most of the 3:00, for y'all is usually 9:00 for me. So it's not too bad. And then like the one today will be a 1:30, in the afternoon for me. So it's not too bad. I usually get like into the West Coast guys get it rough. They get, some 4:30 starts sometimes. So it's really early. And then obviously I'm big in with the Aussie Saints down in Australia, and those guys, they most of their matches are at 2 a.m. or really early in the morning sometimes. So like, I mean, this match this morning is like a 7 a.m. for them, but majority of the time they're at the bar at 2 a.m. watching a match.
That's brilliant.
Which would probably be bad. That'd be bad news for me.
I was going to ask you. You talked about the Aussie Saints there. Is any of the any more American Saints fans that you've met up?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm working on with some other guys working on trying to kind of get the group together. We have a Facebook page that we're trying to. But obviously, since my story came out, I've gotten guys reaching out to me, from all over the place, and I've kind of starting to find some more guys here actually in the Dallas, North Texas area. So I'm trying to maybe organize something here, in the next few months, maybe towards the end of the season, trying to meet up, at least try to watch a game together, with some guys. So it's nice. Like I said, it's slowly kind of starting to build, obviously we don't have the Aussie Saints following, but we'd like to get somewhere like that, in the near future, but we're really starting to try to get people together. So.
Located in the Dallas, Texas area, is there any local sports to you? Are there any local football teams? So I think it's the MLS off season at the moment. Is there any teams there you like to support, any sport that is?
Obviously MLS would be the FC Dallas. Like the stadium's not really in Dallas. It's about 30, 45 minutes north of actual city. So I've been to a couple of games. I actually took my daughter a few weeks before I came over, like in October, I took my daughter to a match. She's 3.5. So I just wanted to get her out and let her see, and so she was kind of excited, about 20 minutes, she was looking around, really wasn't into it anymore, but it was kind of more for me just to get out. But I mean, I kind of go to anything and everything. I go to the baseball games, I go to basketball, hockey, like a little bit of everything. So,
and the final one from this part, until we get on to the next section, it says in your bio, you're a shareholder, and please forgive me if I don't pronounce this correctly, of FC Pinzau Salfrieden. And why did you get involved with them, an Austrian side?
So it's FC Pinzgau, and then Salfrieden is like the city it's in. So being into football, my wife thought it would be cool to basically, that would be a gift for me, was to buy some shares in there for me. And so she's like, I found this thing. I thought it'd be really cool to get you some shares in this, you know. And they're like they're obviously like I think they call it like tier three there, which obviously their structure is not as, you know, big of a structure in Austria. But there are, you know, basically some American guys got together and basically built this thing, this model. They're going to, you know, sell some shares and try to get like a grassroots thing going by this smaller club and try to, you know, build them up to be, you know, obviously Austria, they can maybe get up to, you know, Salzburg, you know, RB, you know, Salzburg kind of level. So which that'd be big, you know, as far as something like that. And so I was just kind of cool just to like buy into it. Hey, I'm part of a, you know, a team, you know, this kind of a something stupid to tell people, you know.
Sure, I wasn't sure what I wanted for Christmas this year, but now you said that. If there's a way that if I can do that, then that'll be absolutely perfect.
So yeah, and they have like a couple different packages of cool, really. You like, you basically got memorabilia, and then like you get to be part of the meetings and stuff. They do like online meetings and, you know, like AGM type stuff. And then they also, like, I think most of the once a year you can basically get tickets to go see them play, which are in the Alps, you know. So it's kind of cool where if you see the pictures, they got this little stadium, and then there's a big huge mountain range behind it, and it's just kind of cool, you know. Obviously they're on a similar kind of like rotation as far as their season. They don't really play through the winter just because it's like nothing but snow there all the time, so they play kind of a weird, you know. So they're in like the off season right now because they're field is covered in snow.
Ollie, have you got any other questions before we quickly get into the fact file quick fire section where we can learn a bit more about Colt as well?
Okay, maybe I might add it in the quick fire section. How's that sound? If you just point at me, I'll chuck it in. Okay,
that sounds great. So quickly, I want to learn more about you specifically from the Saints point of view as well. So I'm going to do the fact file. We should get some sort of clip noise.
I'll make it sound more special.
Make a jingle for me. So what's your favorite Get Saints game you've ever watched?
I mean, obviously, one would be the one I went, my first one at Aston Villa. I mean, there's been some ones throughout the years. Like one of my favorite TV ones was, I think 2018, 2019, whatever, the Boxing Day at Chelsea, you know, that 2-0 win. With and you saw the lineup come out, and you're like, you know, Ralph kind of threw some, he had some starter, but he had some guys in there. But obviously, you know, you get in that December area where there's, you know, fixtures right up against each other, you kind of have to shake up the deal. And so that was, you know, I think Obafemi had to score, both him and Armstrong both scored some screamers. So that was just a nice, you know, and obviously the lead up to Armstrong's goal was that nice pass from Redmond. It was nice because I was sitting home kind of like watching it. This is going to be a bad, you know, Stamford Bridge loss. And that was a TV one. Obviously, like I said, the first trip to St. Mary's was got to be my favorite just because it was my first trip over, you know.
Yeah. Looking at the players that we've had, is there any, like, we've talked about your favorite, but has there been a pantomime villain like a Virgil van Dijk or a Lovren? Which one of those do you think, well, I really wish he didn't leave us?
I mean, it's been a while, but it's I always see Luke Shaw and I kind of get mad because he's so Manchester United. And you're like, but you weren't so Manchester United. You were, you know, you were Southampton until we made you what you were, and then they bought you. So and I know, especially it was all going around, you know, during the Euros where it was like, you know, the made in Manchester, blah, blah, blah. And I kept tweeting the thing that was a made in Southampton and bought in Manchester. So those kind of, it's him. And then obviously you see like the Manes and stuff, and like, you're like, it's kind of, you kind of bites you when you play those guys, and they're all, you know, oh, you know, it's like, man, you weren't nothing until you came to Southampton, you know. So I think Luke Shaw, because he just seems like he kind of has that way about when you see him, you're just like, man, I kind of want to punch him.
I was scrolling through your tweets earlier when I saw that bought in Manchester rather than made. I thought I'm gonna use that in future because I think that's really, really good. What's the best Saints goal that you've ever seen?
Best Saints goal, the Mane hat trick. That was pretty, and against Villa too. I have a thing.
I love it.
But I mean, the way those is boom, boom. Like, oh my God, he scored two. And he scored like three goals in what, 7 minutes, seven something like that. That was pretty three. Cool.
Yeah, it was crazy. Was
rapid.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool, you know, thing. And obviously at the time it was kind of like, you know, that was when we were like in a, you know, kind of a good team, not good team. It was just fun. You know, those kind of like that. Koeman was those years were kind of fun just because like you didn't really know what was going to happen. You know, he was, you know, it was supposed to be a bad year because he came in, we lost people, and then all these like stars just came out of nowhere. And, you know, the team was just fun to watch, you know, scoring goals here and there. So
it felt like we had a chance in every single game back then. I think that's what I really enjoyed as well. And final one from me, if you could be at any Saints game ever, this could be in the past, this could be this season, we can go back 100 years, which game would you have really wanted to be at that you weren't able to get to?
Not really a certain game. I guess maybe I would have loved to have probably seen a game with the Dell just because just seeing the pictures and the video. And like I kind of like historical things. I love seeing like videos and stuff of old grounds, like this, the way, and then obviously you got some grounds that are still around, you know, in some of the smaller, you know, leagues and stuff. And it's just those kind of grounds that seem cool, because you're like right there, you know, you're right, you're like up on the pitch. And it's just, I think there was a 6-3, you know, in the 90s against Manchester United. I'd probably be because, you know, just seeing them beat a big, you know, perennial club, you know, at the Dell would be cool.
Yeah, on anything you want to know?
I'm going to ask a question on behalf of Jamie, who's one of our other co-hosts. He's a big kit collector. I think he's up to 45 now. So I want to ask, what's a favourite kit in your collection, or a favourite kit throughout all of the history of Southampton? What would be yours?
So I get slack for it because a lot of people have already said it's the ugliest, one of the uglier kits. I have the 13-14, which is the season I started watching. I was able to find and collect a Lambert jersey, like in great condition. So that's my go-to jersey right now. It's just, or my kit, as you want to call it. It's just, I love that one, because it's, like I said, it's when I first started following, it's a, you know, that, you know, this red Adidas, like I like that one. Like I said, plus it's got Lambert on it. Like it's just, I was like, I found it. I was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe this, you know, I found this thing in this good a condition, you know? So
yeah, I like that.
I really wish I bought one of those kits at the time, because they're so scarce at the moment. They're so
that's
scarce.
The thing. I found the one I have on eBay, but there was the, I see them a couple on there, you know, every once in a while. There's, you can see people sign and sell them on eBay. And that's why I saw this one. I was like, oh my God, like, that's a Lambert jersey. I was like, was scrolling and real, you know, really looking at the pictures. Like, oh, it's probably got a huge stain or something's wrong with it. And I was like, no, it's good. I got to get this. Like, buy now.
That was Colt Baker, also known as Stateside Saint, talking about his time as a Southampton supporter. And I've got to be honest with you, when I was devising the questions about the time difference, you know, the game being on a different time for us than to him, and being that far away and things like that, I completely forgot that the time difference could have an impact on the time we're going to interview, and that we have to sort of correlate the times, you know, him being in America, me being here. But yeah, we got it all done. It was perfect. It was all good. Something that I really liked as well was that he's a Saints fan in a similar way to almost all of us, in the fact that he has local history in the area. And I thought that was really cool that he sort of supports them the same reason that all of us do as well. Also, I've got to mention that icebreaker question at the start. I can't believe at the time I forgot to name one specific former player. He said he wanted a really good time, maybe even rock and roll. And you were probably shouting at the screen, listening to the podcast. And now it's popped to me. The perfect player for him would have been Danny Osvaldo. He's only with us for a year, but he encapsulated someone that I think would be brilliant on a road trip, especially, you know, for the one that Colt's looking for as well. Just before we go, we'd like to read out fresh reviews as well that were left on Apple Podcasts. We've got one this week from Josie Proto, who said, absolutely loved this. Top work, guys. Keep it up. Come on, you Saints. And that was a 5-star review as well. If you can leave a 5-star review, that'd be brilliant. Or 1-star, whatever you think's most applicable. We want to hear from you. So Apple Podcasts, leave us a review and it will be read out in the next episode. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, you name it. We're probably going to be there. So search us up and you'll find us pretty easily, I'd hope. And if you like listening to interviews, check out the one we did with former captain Dean Hammond to hear never-before-heard stories about the League One promotion campaign. And if there's anyone you want on this series, or you're a fan from outside the UK yourself, tweet us at SaintScore or DM us on Twitter. Our DMs are open and we'll get back to you. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Harry Tizard. I hope you enjoyed and we'll see you very soon.